the noble profession of the press. And my message to the executive governor of your state about the power project, we appreciate you, Your Excellency. That's a good move. Good move. And I'll be praying to see that that project comes to pass very, very quickly. Very quickly. Before election time comes, when all across the country, federal, state, local, they may not have time for any other thing but politicking. Please, Your Excellency, give us that power before the time of election. And if you do us well, we will do you good. Praise the Lord. All right. Joel chapter 2. Are you there? Church, are you there? This month is our month of harvest. Please repeat after me. Say, this is my month of harvest. Say again, say, this is my month of harvest. Repeat after me. Say, this is my month of harvest. Harvest speak of plenty. This month, God will give you plenty. Harvest speaks of abundance. You will enjoy abundance this month. In the name of Jesus. And I want to look at this issue of harvest from two angles this morning. Joel chapter 2, let's read from verse 25. God said, and I, Jehovah God, I, God Almighty, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. There are many, many people that are listening to me today that your harvest had been stolen in the past. The promotion that is due you had been stolen or delayed. The blessing that is due to you had been delayed or stolen. The time you ought to have gotten married, the enemy interfered and something happened. And it had not happened. The time you ought to have had your children, all right? The time you ought to have built your house, the time you ought to have bought another car, one thing or the other, and delay had occurred. But there is a word of the Lord this morning. God, who cannot lie, he says, I will restore. And I want to declare to you as a servant of God, whatever the enemy has stolen in your life, God will restore. Yeah. Get ready for a mighty restoration. Please help me turn to your neighbor. Tell him, say, get ready for a mighty restoration. And if you look at it there, God is very, very strategic about what he was going to restore. He said, I will restore to you the years. Everybody say the years. Because every accomplishment that we register in life, we register them in time. There's a period of time you build a house. There's a time you start university, and then at the time you finish and you get your certificate. In time. I mean, if you want to talk, you talk of the date you marry, the date you got your baby, the date you bought your car, the day you bought your land, the date you dedicated the house. Because we are creatures of time. And we are supposed to get certain things done at certain points in time. We're creatures of time. Nobody will live here forever. Each one of us, we have a point of entry. And we must have a point of exit. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that comes judgment. And you see, if you go to the cemetery and see the epitaph, I was in Zaria some 3 days ago. Over the past 4 days, it's been some serious journey. I was in Abuja for some meetings and to preach. And from Abuja, I went to Zaria to preach. And then at the convention, back in Abuja to preach at the convention. And then from Abuja, flew to Enugu, where yesterday we consecrated a Pentecostal bishop. And I was presiding on the occasion. And that took us till about 3:34. And I had to jump in the plane again, flew to Lagos. And I couldn't sleep in Lagos because I had to be in the service. I had to be in the Garden of Victory at 6 a.m. this morning. And here am I. Now, when I got to Zaria, I went to visit Mama Ishaya Audu because it was their convention where I preached. So I went to visit her in the house, and in the compound was the tomb of Professor Ishaya Audu, a one-time honorable minister of foreign affairs in this country. So I went there to just to reflect about my life, to think. The Bible says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart to wisdom. It was my privilege to preach at the funeral of Professor Ishaya Audu. So as I greeted Mama, I went there and I saw, they said, Reverend Professor Ishaya Saidu Audu. And they put 19 something, I can't remember exactly, I think 27 or thereabout, or 23. 90 something dash 2004. 1 year at the beginning, 1 year at the end, and a dash in between. And that dash in between summarizes his whole life. Everything he achieved in life was included in that dash. He married in that dash. He had babies in that dash. He went to the university in that dash. He became a professor of medicine in that dash. He became an honorable minister. In that, everything in that dash, the whole of the man's life. So every achievement and accomplishment, we get them done in time. That's why you don't let anybody waste your time. Please help me preach to your neighbor. Don't let anybody waste your time. The businessman says time is life. The wise man says time is life. Businessman says time is money. The wise man says time is life. The guy that is wasting your time is wasting your life. Please turn to your neighbor, tell him, don't let anybody waste your time. And you see, whenever the devil wants to attack anybody at all, he attacks you by stealing your time. Hello? That's stealing your time. To see to it that what you ought to have achieved at age 25, by age 40 you are still struggling to get it done. So he has stolen 15 years of your life. That's why the forces of delay are always at work to delay people's breakthrough, to delay their blessing, to delay their joy, and delay, and delay. Is spiritual, is demonic. When the favor of God is upon you, he satisfies you early with his mercy. He said, oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. When the enemy steps in to want to mess up with your life, he brings all manner of delay, all manner of delay. All by the time you ought to have built houses, you have not even bought 1 square centimeter of a land. You are even struggling to pay your house rent somewhere. Struggling. That's the enemy at work. By the time you ought to have forgotten that you've had all your children, you are still praying and you are believing God to get married. That's the enemy at work, my friend. By the time you ought to have gotten to the peak of your career and you are the boss there, you are still struggling somewhere and the promotion is delayed for 5 years, 7 years. That's the enemy at work, because he wants to frustrate you. And in some other time, when you are cruising and you are making progress, he wants to double cross you, to slide you and to cast you down. That's the enemy at work. But hear this good news. God said, I, Jehovah God, I will restore to you. Let somebody say to me. Amen. Let me hear you. I can't hear you. Amen. Let the devil hear you. Amen. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten. That's to say, all those things that you ought to have accomplished within the years that the enemy had caused delay, I will visit you and give you accelerated speed for achievement. Receive in the name of Jesus. I declare today, the years that the enemy has stolen out of your life, I command full restoration. I command full restoration. I command full restoration. I command full restoration. That this word of the Lord will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. And where the forces of delay are at work in your life, I conquer them, cast them out in the name of Jesus. From today, God will give you speed. 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 Lift your hand and shout, hallelujah. Now, don't mind what the enemy has done. And don't beat yourself down. Because, my friend, you have no control over what is past. So don't beat yourself down. Don't make yourself look bad. But I want you to actively and aggressively believe the word of the Lord. Get mad with the devil. Please turn to your neighbor, tell him, say, get mad with the devil. Get mad. Get mad with the devil that had stolen your years. Get mad with the devil that had delayed your miracles. Get mad with the devil that had delayed your blessing. And then believe God's word and behave like Jacob. I am not going to let you go except you bless me. You have spoken in your word that you're going to restore the years that the enemy has stolen. Today is my day of restoration. I want you to restore everything the enemy has stolen. Whose day of restoration is today? Are you sure? If you're sure, come and shout hallelujah. I want you to key into grace today. I want you to believe the word of the Lord today. And then when you key into grace and you believe the word of the Lord for a complete restoration of what the enemy has stolen unto you, has stolen your life, then you enter into a season of a harvest. Then the wilderness experience is over. Then the dry season is over. Then the season when the enemy is messing up your life and your destiny is over. Let someone say it's over. Let me hear you. Let me hear you. That's how you should let God take over your life. Let God take over your destiny. And I want you to release your faith to God now. I want you to release your faith. He is the only one. He is the only one that can restore back to you what the enemy has stolen. If you do not let him intervene, the enemy will continue to steal and 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 to steal, such that at the end of life you look back and say, oh, the summer is ended, the harvest is over, and we are not saved. That will not be your testimony. Amen. Today God will intervene. Amen. God will intervene. Amen. And the stolen year shall be restored. Amen. Lift up your right and say, Father, I believe your word for a full restoration of everything the enemy has stolen in my life. Today is my day of total restoration. Today is my day of full restoration in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? I was reading Is Alive. I was just glancing through the message of last week. And the case of Peter struck me again as I sat down there. The enemy stole his labor, stole his time. He went to fish in the night. He was a professional fisherman. His family depended on it. His children depended on it. It was a sad day for Peter. If he goes to work in the night and returns back home empty, so which means no food on the table and no money for his wife. And Peter was married. And how many of you know to be married is expensive? It's expensive. Men are anointed to make money. Women are anointed to spend it. So women, go get the money of your husband and spend it. Tell them the bishop says so. Women, are you in the house? For your information, some other people are spending his money. You better go and spend it for him. If you don't spend it for him, you will spend it on somebody else. Go get it. Hello? Ladies in the house, hello. Go get it. I can see Pastor Abiodun's wife shouting there. So at the end of the service, just corner him and say, Baba said you should give me money for a new heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine a man going home? And in those days, the women stay in the house to keep the house, to do all of that. It is the man that goes to make the money. And the man comes. No fish, no money. Oh, daddy, you're welcome. Daddy, you're welcome. I put water on the fire because the money, the fish will soon come. And then the money for bread because you lost sold. And the man said nothing. There will be quarrel in the house because money is a defense. Lack of it is an offense. When there is no money, there is trouble. There's trouble. In marriage counseling, money accounts for more than a third of marriage breakdown. Money accounts for more than a third. Sex-related issue or third-party issue account for another third. And then the in-law issue account for another third. The money is the leading of it. When they quarrel and quarrel and quarrel and quarrel and quarrel and quarrel, at the bottom of it is money. When money lands on the table, quarrel will be over. And Peter had nothing to give. But before he left in failure, before he left in frustration, before he left in defeat, God stepped in. You're not here by accident today. You have choices. You could have been somewhere else. But God brought you here because he wants to terminate the frustrations of your life. Today, every frustration in this house is terminated. In the name of Jesus. God brought you here because he wants to put an end to failure and defeat. Toiling and having nothing to show. That is the definition of poverty. You work so hard and you have so little to show. That is one definition of poverty. Then you are poor. And that was what was happening to Peter. He toiled all night and caught nothing. And then God said, that's all right. Enough of your past experience. Behold, I will do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Just obey my voice. For if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. For if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I'm going to give you instruction. Just obey. And if you obey me, that is the end of frustration and defeat in your life. Take your nets and cast it at this side. And listen to me. His professionalism got in the way. I'm a seasoned fisherman. I know the best time to catch the fishes. And I've toiled. At that time, they were not there. You don't know nothing about fishing. You are just a prophet preaching. Anyway, because you are a prophet, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Jesus told him to let down nets with S. He grudgingly let down one net because he didn't know that it was his time for divine intervention and that the time that the enemy has stolen in his life, the Lord had appeared to restore. Today is your day of restoration. Amen. Don't doubt God. This morning, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. So Peter cast the net down at the side Jesus indicated, and he got a net breaking, boat sinking miracle. Because as the Lord spoke, all the fishes in the ocean, all of them just began to go towards the direction of the word of the Lord, because it controls the whole universe. Controls the whole universe. And then they were just jumping into his net and saying, oh, ah, oh, ah. Today God will surprise you. I don't know where you have gone for help. I don't know. I don't know where you have gone to seek help. I don't know. I don't know who you have consulted for help. I don't know. I don't know if you have asked for help. I don't know. I don't know where they have messed you up. I don't know. I don't know what pains you have been going through. I don't know. I don't know how much you have struggled to end that failure, that frustration, that defeat on your own. But today, God Almighty, the one who died on the cross, who rose again, the one who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, he will take over. Yes. 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 Today, God will surprise you. Yes. Would you have been preaching to your neighbor? Tell him, get ready. Today, God will surprise you. Tell somebody else, say, get ready. Today, God will surprise you. Come on, tell the third person, say, get ready. God will surprise you. How many of you are ready for divine surprises? Come on, shout hallelujah. For when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Today, God will do a great thing in your life. Receive it. 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 As we are here in the house of God, the areas of our needs are different. Some it is money. Some it is some adversary. Some it is their career. Some it is in politics. In whatever area you need help, today God will step in. By the time you leave this sanctuary, you will sing a new song. 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 If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Now stand on your feet. The one who stand on your feet, the one who cannot lie, he said, I will restore the years that the enemy has stolen. The one who is truth personified, he said, I will restore the years that the enemy has stolen. The one who is trustworthy, the one who is dependable, the one who is reliable. Awimatashi asoromaye owibe shibe. He said, I will restore. Receive your restoration. Receive it. 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 Lift up your two hands to God. Say, Father. Loudly. Say, Father. I receive your word. I believe your word. That you will restore the years that the enemy has stolen in my life. That you will restore everything the enemy has stolen in my life. I stand before you today. Restore everything the enemy stole in my life in the name of Jesus. Restore them right now. Come on, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. We receive restoration of everything the devil has stolen. We receive the restoration of the years of the lives of your people. The restoration of grace, of favor, of blessing, of breakthrough, of joy, of satisfaction. Oh God of heaven. Oh God of glory. Oh God Almighty. Visit this house with restoration. Visit each one of these your children with restoration.
My Father, that you will surprise them. My Father, that you will give them joy. My Father, that will give them victory. My Father, that will give them a new song. My Father, that you will terminate every struggle, every failure, every frustration, and every work of the enemy. My Father, that will do something new in the life of everybody here. Move in this place today. And let everyone have a testimony of your goodness, a testimony of your love, a testimony of your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Oh God, visit your people with laughter and with joy to the glory of your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to bless you. Lift your hand to God. Whatever it is the enemy has stolen your life, by the authority of the living God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is conferred upon me, I command restoration. Instant restoration. Total restoration. Complete restoration. I take authority over the hands of the devil in your life. And I destroy the yoke of affliction in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the hands of the enemy in your life. And I remove the forces of delay from your life in the name of Jesus. Your blessing shall no more delay. Your miracle shall no more delay. Your promotion shall no more delay. Your breakthrough shall no more delay. In the name of Jesus. From today, God will favor you. He will help you. He will give you speed. 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 In the name of Jesus. From this day forward, you will sing a new song. From this day forward, you will sing a new song. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy and I decree, many of you listening to me, within the next 24 hours, you will experience a glorious turnaround. In the name of Jesus. I decree and prophesy, many of you listening to me, between now and next Sunday, you will have a glorious testimony. A glorious testimony. A glorious testimony. I decree, many of you listening to me tonight, today, by the time you get back home today, a miracle will be waiting for you. By the time you get to your work tomorrow, that promotion letter will be waiting for you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And for the rest of your life, you will walk in favor. Divine favor. Uncommon favor. I signal the beginning of a great harvest in your life. Harvest of blessings. Of prosperity. Of favor. Of honor. Of lifting, of progress, of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. While we are still standing, everybody standing, play the keyboard for me, son.